This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Alex Matthews, Associate Director of Dance Resource Center, or DRC, a service organization that provides the Los Angeles area dance community access to information, resources, and services. On November the 11th, they will be offering free health screenings to professional dancers. Alex, a pleasure to be with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to be here.
And certainly looking forward to hearing from you today as well. So for starters, what is Dance Resource Center?
So Dance Resource Center is the hub and voice for Greater Los Angeles dance. We are a service organization that has been around for 30 years now. Like you said, we provide access to information, resources, and services specifically targeted to the professional dance community. And we also promote the visibility and viability of dance on local, statewide, and national levels.
And can you explain a little bit about what the company does to aid the professional dance community?
Yeah, absolutely. So Los Angeles is known to be the creative capital of the world. We have a robust creative economy as well as a very rich and ever-evolving cultural landscape. So as a service organization, we serve the dance community in a variety of different ways. We have ongoing programs and services that anchor as pillars to what we do. We also do things that are responsive to the ever-changing needs of the dance community. No matter what we do, we aim to be supportive to the sustainability and stability of dance in Los Angeles in an effort to really ensure that it continues to thrive and do, contribute to the creative economy as well as the cultural landscape. Some of what we do entails offering administrative support to artists, dance professionals, small arts organizations. We also offer artistic development opportunities, and we create occasions for dancers to connect, intersect through networking opportunities as well as workshops. Day of Dancer Health is specifically an example of something that we felt was lacking in the LA community, dance community, was little occasion for dancers to learn more about health and wellness and issues surrounding health and wellness. So Day of Dancer Health was a response to a need we felt was really important to address in an educational and empowering way.
Now, a majority of professional dancers are freelancers and do not have access to healthcare. Why is it vital for these professionals to have access to healthcare?
Such a good question. One of the things really hit the nail on the head with at the start of that question is that it's true, the majority of dance professionals in Los Angeles are freelance dancers. So you can think of it like actors who work from project to project or gig to gig. Similarly, dancers do the same. They're moving, from one thing to the next and booking that next gig, following the next gig, following the next gig. So it's a really rapid-paced job and sometimes can have inconsistencies surrounding it. Also, like athletes, dancers are dealing with physically demanding work. Their bodies are their means. So not only is it a very physically demanding pursuit and career path, but it's also, it's also emotionally taxing and emotionally demanding and can have financial inconsistencies. So Day of Dancer Health works towards providing a full day dedicated to health and wellness during which dancers can have access to people, resources, and information that can help support the longevity of their careers. If a dancer gets an injury, that could potentially risk them being out of work, them not being able to show up to teach the classes that they're teaching in order to pay rent. them not even being able to show up for the rehearsal for the performance gig that they've booked. And it can have long-term impact. So what Day of Dancer Health aims to do is to educate and empower dance professionals with resources and information in order to ensure that those things don't happen, that they have the tools at their disposal to really be there for themselves and support their own health and wellness. Because frankly, a lot of the time, especially since dancers, the majority of dancers are freelance professionals, if they're not going to take care of themselves, no one else really will. If you're moving from project to project, gig to gig, you're often working with different people on a regular basis. And so it's that much more important for you to take care of yourself and know who to turn to help ensure your overall health and wellness, whether that be physical health and wellness, emotional health and wellness, fiscal well-being as well.
Today we are visiting with Alex Matthews, the Associate Director of Dance Resource Center, a service organization that provides the Los Angeles area dance community access to information, resources, and services. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Health News channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Alex, DRC created the first Day of Dancer Health in 2015. What can participants expect when attending Day of Dancer Health this year, which happens to be tomorrow?
Yeah, so it's really exciting. We're going into our third annual Day of Dancer Health. As I mentioned before, some of what DRC does is responding to the ever-changing needs of the local dance community, and addressing issues surrounding health and wellness was a clear need that we wanted to dedicate time towards. So in 2015 is when we launched our first Day of Dancer Health, and we only continue to build from that. We are overwhelmed with the support and the number of community partners and sponsors we garner every year, as well as the number of dancers we attract on an annual basis as well. For those who show up to Day of Dancer Health, what you can expect are a few things. The main draw is our preventative health screens. These are awesome. The health screen takes about 45 minutes, and essentially what it entails is the dancer passing through a series of stations, and they spend 10 to 15 minutes at each station, and each station is led and facilitated by a team of medical professionals and PTs, and every station assesses something different. So it can range from height, weight, blood pressure, aerobic fitness, strength, and flexibility. And so as they pass through the screen test, information is being collected. And what the medical professionals are doing is they're just looking out for any potential risk for injury, any red flags that might be there and that the dancer should ultimately know about. It's also really a very positive experience and supportive setting to just walk into a room and see a whole slew of medical professionals and PTs who are specifically interested and experienced in working with dancers is a very reassuring and uplifting feeling that that provides. So the health screen is our biggest draw, and also one of the kind of at the center of what Day of Dancer Health has to offer. And once they complete the screen, they're then, they're offered various tips and tools or exercises that they can take home with them to improve anything from core strength to the flexibility in a leg to better arch support on one foot. And this is a way to empower the dancer to take care of themselves. But there may also be instances where bigger red flags are identified. So, for example, we've had instances where a dancer takes the aerobic fitness test and the heart rate is actually above average and moving at a very rapid rate to the point where it's of concern to the medical professionals at that station. And there may be they may have issues with nutrition and an eating disorder. So there's a nutritionist on site to provide direct resources and information on on what to do to take care of themselves, but then the dancer's also advised to make an appointment with their primary care physician to address concerns that may have come up in that setting. So the health screen is an assessment of the dancing body from head to toe, literally, and they're then provided referrals at the end of that. In addition to the actual health screen, we have vendors on site to provide information on things like insurance. It's open enrollment right now through Covered California, so we have a vendor on site to provide information around enrolling for insurance, health insurance. And we also have other vendors to provide information on sexual health and wellness, as well as a variety of things, really, from sexual health and wellness, insurance, more nutrition, food, goodies, and it's really a full day dedicated to health and wellness.
And congratulations on seeing a need and being proactive and taking care of business. Well done there. Now, who has DRC partnered with for this year's event?
Yes, this would not be possible without the support of some key players. From the very beginning, our key partners have been CUSA, which is the National Service Organization for Dance in North America. And we specifically work with them. Their task force on dancer health, and we use their preventative health screen that I mentioned earlier. So their task force on dancer health has a health screen that's called the health post-hire health screen for professional dancers. And that's specifically what we use at our day of dancer health. And it's part of a larger research study that they are collecting information to become more educated about the field at large and understanding the needs of the health and wellness community for dance professionals. In addition to Dance USA, we partner with the Actors Fund, also a national organization. They are a human services organization. You can think of it as, they offer like the life support for performing artists throughout the country. And they serve as a primary representative for Covered California to the performing arts community. So they're really vital in informing dancers about health insurance and what the process is like to enroll for health insurance. They're really important in offering dancers information to take action and get health insurance. Like we talked about before, the majority of dancers are freelance professionals. So that means they don't necessarily have that one employer that offers consistent pay, let alone extensive benefits, including health insurance. So most people pay for that out of pocket. Some of our other partners this year include Planned Parenthood. They're going to be joining us this year for the first time to integrate the importance of sexual health and wellness at Day of Dancer Health, which is great. And what I didn't mention earlier is that one of the things that dancers get in addition to a preventative health screen is a wellness bag. So that's one of our giveaways come the completion of the health screen, is they get a wellness bag that includes a variety of things from TheraBands to pinky balls to nutrition bars to various ointments to help with pain and discomfort. And that would not be possible with some of our partners. So TheraBand, Cliff Bar, Tiger Balm, doTERRA essential oils, they are some among many partners who have contributed to this day. We have a health cafe, which is the first time we're having that. So we really want to encourage healthy eating habits. So some of our partners for our health cafe have included Suja juices, Stonyfield yogurt. I mentioned Cliff Bars. They are contributing nutritional bars as well as Health Warrior. So it's all really exciting to see this much support around Day of Dancer Health. And in addition to the screening, the goodies, and the giveaways. We have our classes and workshops. So we partner with local community members to lead and facilitate workshops that are tackling relevant issues for dance professionals. So whether that be more targeted workshop on nutrition, mindful eating, a Qigong class to learn about Eastern practices and holistic practices for health and wellness. And there's a lot to it for sure, but it really wouldn't be possible without the support of many other organizations.
And no doubt about it, it certainly is a joint effort. Where can people find more information on DRC and Day of Dance Health?
The first place I'm going to point you to is our website. More information can be found online at danceresourcecenter.org. More information specifically about Day of Dance for Health is under our community tab, or the URL is danceresourcecenter.org/health_screening. We're active on social media. You can find us on Facebook at DRCLA. We have an event specifically for Day of Dancer Health that provides more information to sign up for a health screen or sign up for workshops or just learn more about what the full day entails. And of course, we're on Instagram. Our handle is at DRC_LA, and we're posting every day about Day of Dancer Health. So it's another active page on which people can ask questions and learn more.
Wonderful. And lastly, what are the event details for listeners who would like to attend last minute?
Yes. Most important. So it's taking place on November 11th, Saturday, November 11th. And it starts at 10 a.m. and ends at 5 p.m. The location is downtown at a venue called Arts Share LA. And you can just drop by, show up at any point, or if you're interested in taking a health screen test, we really encourage you to sign up in advance, and all of that information is on our online platforms. But you're also welcome to hang out. So even after a class or an appointment, there's more to the day that you can just hang out from start to finish if that's of interest. So November 11th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Arch LA downtown.
Well, Alex, we certainly appreciate all you do in the space and certainly wish you and the event all the success. And thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Really enjoyed having you today.
Thank you so much.
And the pleasure's certainly been ours. We've been speaking with Alex Matthews, Associate Director of Dance Resource Center, or DRC, a service organization that provides the Los Angeles area dance community access to information, resources, and services. On November the 11th, which is tomorrow, they will be offering free health screenings to professional dancers. And for all the details, visit DancerResourceCenter.org. And this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.